If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Most common Father's Day gifts. Coming in at number one, cards. All right. I mean, everybody should get a card for Father's Day, right? I mean,
make me one, though. You know, you go there, you go to the store, you get me one with a joke. I open a card now, and it's $8, and I toss it right over my shoulder.
Your son's like 27. He's going to make you a card?
He has a landscaping design thing along with excavation. He could dig me a ditch that says Happy Father's Day.
Well, unfortunately, this isn't on the list of the top gifts.
Okay.
Coming in number two is special outings. I think a lot of people this weekend will have something special they're doing with their dad. And number three is clothing, which is my plan to buy my husband. Joining us, it's stylist Lauren. Lauren Perez. You can find her on Instagram, @all_things_Lauren, or on our website, laurengroup.com. Lauren, what should we be buying dads going into the summer season?
I am not going to say socks and ties. I really like some vintage items that are a little different. Some of them bespoke that make great gifts for dad.
Lauren, when you say words like bespoke, I never know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, come on, lay that out for us.
Oh.
Right? Bespoke, not sure.
All right. So what are these items?
They're like from makers and artists. One of them is Woodhaven Supply Co. And they're like handcrafted belts for men.
I really like the idea of having an item that is something that you can use, you would never buy for yourself. So the belt does seem a little extravagant for you to buy it for yourself, but I mean, it's an item that will last for years and it's something that you use. I love like shirts, whiskey glasses, the poker set. I mean, all that stuff is pretty easy to do at this point, but I don't want the shirt that says greatest dad or something. Like, I want it to be cool.
There's a lot of companies that are making these like handcrafted, hand cut belts. And then there's also another brand called Helio Ascari. He's another like maker and artist, and he founded this brand with his wife. If you want like a crazy luxe gift, he makes these insane hand-built bikes, but he also does all this like leather-wrapped copper cuff bracelets and like desk accessories.
Like you say, any guy would be into. Now I'm looking at his stuff. All right, definitely. Oh, he's wearing a gas mask in his photo. He's one of those cool guys.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Do you think guys are wearing jewelry again? I can't, like, my husband wears the classic watch and because that's him. But, like, are the bracelets and the necklaces coming back for guys?
Oh, they definitely are. They definitely are. These leather wrap bracelets, some, like, you know, really masculine looking kind of beaded bracelets. Totally coming back.
Lauren, other things that we should be getting dad for Father's Day, style-wise?
Well, I think, you know, we talked about shorts a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I always feel like we need to update t-shirts and tank tops, like as women or whatever. But men with their shorts, kind of like all lengths are out there. But this kind of thigh high short is definitely happening and would be like a cool update.
But the 5-inch shorts are too short.
They're too short.
When I see guys wear those, I think they look ridiculous. And when I see them in the store and my husband like hands them to me, I go, no, you made a mistake.
You got to be a biker, right? Like not a motorcycle biker. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be a bicyclist, right? Like,
somebody
no. Who's out
We're
there.
Not talking about letting the whole thigh out, but I'm talking like mid thigh.
Yeah, 7.5 at least. All right, 7.5.
Yeah.
I like the 9 personally myself.
So does Paul, my husband.
I like the 9. 9's good. It's above the knee. Also shows off my bicyclist thighs that I have. I have powerful thighs. I really do.
7-incher,
and no more cargo shorts, right?
No, cargo shorts are still around. They're just a little cleaner.
All right. You can find Lauren on Instagram @all_things_Lauren, laurengroup.com. Thank you. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents available online and in stores near you.